A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, let's read the Word of God from the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke, chapter number 1, from verse 5 through to verse number 11. The scripture says, "There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well striking in years. And it came to pass, while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his Lord was to burn incense when he was in the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense." Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth. The Bible gave us the description or the CV of this couple. They were both righteous before God, and they were walking in the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. They had no blame. They were righteous. But unfortunately, this couple had no child. Dear listener, you must understand that sometimes bad things happen to good people. These people were good. They were good before God. They were righteous. They were blameless. Yet, they were barren. They had issue and issue in their lives. And so, that you are born again, you are a child of God, does not immune you from certain challenges of life. Understand, please, that there will always be challenges in this life. What distinguishes you from an unbeliever is the faith that you have in God, that all things shall work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And so, whatever it is that you are experiencing at the moment, you must understand it will work out for your good. And it has passed through the hands of the Almighty God. God is aware of those issues of your life. He's aware of the things that you are going through. He is your God, your maker, your father. He's omniscient and omnipotent. He has all the power, all the knowledge. He knows all that you are going through. He understands it perfectly. Do you understand that? Do you know the meaning of the name of Zacharias? It means remembered by Jehovah. This was a man whose name means remembered by Jehovah, or God remembers. Do you know the meaning of the name of his wife, Elizabeth? It simply means the daughter of an oath, or the daughter of covenant. And so, this daughter of covenant got married to this man that God, that Jehovah remembers. And yet it appeared that they were not remembered at all. It appeared that they were forgotten as touching the issue of fruitfulness. Dear listener, you must understand that you are not forgotten. God does not forget anyone of his own. You are tattooed in the hands of the Almighty God. You are the apple of his eyes. No matter what you are going through at the moment, God has not forgotten you. And God will definitely remember. He will remember your sacrifices. He will remember your prayers. He will remember your seed. And he will come through for you. You are the daughter of an oath, the child of covenant. And your father is a covenant-keeping God. One thing amazes us about this couple, in spite of their challenges and the need in their lives, now they are well stricken in age. They didn't look for help elsewhere. They did not look for alternative to their situation. Dear listener, I urge you never to look for any alternative to God. There is no alternative to God. God is God. He will forever be God. And that you are not, and that you do not have a child at the moment, does not reduce or remove anything from his being God. And that God has given you a miracle, you have a child, you have two children, you have three, you have four, does not make him more God. In other words, that your prayers are answered does not make God more God. That your prayers and your requests are not yet granted does not make him less God. Don't look for alternative to God elsewhere. God is God, and he will come through for you. He will remember you. You are the daughter of an oath, the child of covenant. There's a covenant relationship between you and God. He will always remember his covenant, and it will come true for you. There is one other thing that I need you to know about the lives of this couple. You must know that God is not bound, neither is he limited by time. The Bible makes it clear that this couple were both striking in age. They were old, according to verse number 7. They had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both now well striking in years. They were now very old, and yet their problem lingered. The need in their life continued. They were old, yet trusting God for the fruit of the womb. The Bible in basic English says that they were at that time very old. The contemporary English version says Zechariah and Elizabeth were already old, giving the impression that it is over. Message translation of that verse says, now they were quite old. This gives the impression that it was over with this couple, that concerning fruitfulness or bringing forth a child, it was over. It may be over with men, but never with God. God is the author of time, and your time is not far spent. And that is the point I'd like you to understand. Your time is not gone. God is in control of time, and you have time. There is still enough time for you to fulfill that your purpose. Dear listener, one major striking thing I need you to understand about this couple, we read in verse number 8 and in verse number 10. The Bible says, and it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, Zechariah remained at his duty post. He did not, because of his issue, lack of a child, turned his back against God. He continued to serve the Almighty God. He served God with all of his heart. He was found at his duty post when God sent the angel to bring the news of the coming miracle to them. Zechariah was met at his duty post. Dear brother, dear sister, when God will send your own angel Gabriel to you, or your angel by whatever name, will he meet you at your duty post? Would you be found at your duty post, or would you have gone elsewhere looking for a solution to your situation? Remain at your duty post. God remembers you. And those are the things that God will remember. Your relationship with him, he will remember your prayers. He will remember your service. How dutiful are you in the things of God? Or rather, have you allowed your predicament, your challenges or trouble to overwhelm you? Have you allowed the needs in your life to take you away from serving God? Have you stopped singing in the choir because you have an issue? There is an issue in your life that have not been resolved. Oh, you have stopped being an usher in the house of God or the protocol department. You have stopped your service to God. You used to go to the house of God to clean the chair, to dust the chair, to clean the floor, to wash even the toilet. Why have you stopped? Why did you stop serving God? Because you are not yet married. Why did you stop serving God? Because you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb and it has not happened. Why don't you learn from Zechariah? Remain at your duty post. Let God find you at your duty post. Let the messenger of God find you at your duty post. Remain at your duty post. Come to this conclusion. Whether God does it for me or not, he remains my God. That is the attitude of a winner. That is the attitude of a man of faith, standing with God, continually serving God in spite of the need in his life. Zechariah continued to serve God despite the need in his life. And the Bible says in verse number 10, while the whole multitude was outside, verse 11 says, there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right hand of the altar of incense. The angel of the Lord came right there at the altar of incense, and there he gave the message to Zechariah. Let God and his message find you at your duty post, and it shall be well with you. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray this morning and say, Father, remember and have respect to your covenant with me in the name of Jesus. Your covenant with my house. Have respect to the covenant in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will remember, you will have respect to your covenant with me and my house, the covenant you have entered into with me through Christ Jesus our Lord, the covenants of your word, the covenants of peace, of progress, of prosperity, the covenant of preservation. Remember your covenant, O God. Have respect unto the covenant and let your name be glorified. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, my Father, remember me. Remember me and come through for me in the name of Jesus. He remembered Zechariah. He will remember you. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, I pray, remember me. Come through for me in the name of Jesus. I pray, Almighty God, that you will remember me and that you will come through for me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray, Father, I believe. Give me the miracle that will turn things around in my life, that will cause my reproach to be taken away. Give me the miracle. Let my long-awaited miracle arrive in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, Lord, that you will give me a miracle that will wipe away my tears, that you will cause my long-awaited miracle to arrive to the praise of the glory of your name. In the name of Jesus, I'd like you to make this confession and say, Father, I will stay and stand at my duty post. I will be found at my duty post. Come what may, I will not remove myself. I will not stray away from your presence or from my duty post. I will be found at my duty post. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And I ask in the name that is above all names that God will grant it according to your desires. He will give you the strength to remain at your duty post, and your blessings will meet you there. You will not stray away from God's presence. And I pray, because you are a child of covenant, the Lord will remember and have respect unto his covenant with you. The Lord will remember you, and he will cause you to be remembered. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us this Sunday at the Light Cathedral for a glorious service. Our service starts 8 a.m. You may wish to join that service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is @YemiGraceMan. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.